Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Goes Without Saying. You're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Wing.
And I'm Seffi.
This is, I'm going to say it, it's such a fucking good episode. Mm. I would love this. This is a really perfect one to like give a nice level of distraction to almost like ease your mind, ease the tension of the day. But also I feel like I would come out of this feeling pretty fucking good, I have to say.
Yeah, I've just done it and I feel good.
Yeah, I feel good.
I feel good, yeah.
I could do this again. I could do this all day. Stunning.
Take it from the top.
Lovely.
Wow.
First one back since Cambridge.
Okay, let's just talk about that briefly.
Yes. We've had some time to cool down.
We have. I feel cool. We've had some time.
I do as well. I feel fucking insane thinking about it, but I feel like already it feels like a million years ago.
Yeah. I think which is crazy. The way I've been sort of describing it when people are like, oh, how was it? I've been saying I think it's probably one of the most insane moments of my life.
Oh god, that really brings a tear to my
do
eye.
You agree though?
I couldn't agree more. In fact, highlights of this episode, just to really make so clear, let's get this is the biggest thing that we need to get off our chest. Thank you yeah. Thank you a million times over. Thank you. It was like a horrible rainy day. And you actually went through the slog of leaving your house.
Getting on a train, some of you.
Potentially, bloody hell.
Writing us letters. The people that wrote us letters, we went back to our Airbnb that we're staying in and read them all. Like, we really got into our pyjamas, like, took our makeup off, sitting in bed, like, reading your letters. Like, we were welling up, like, it was
wow,
thank you so much.
And everyone who like sent us messages and everyone who just thought to themselves, oh, I hope Seffi and Wing are having a good time in Cambridge.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Do you know what was so funny as well? Like, I was preparing all day, like, okay, you're gonna feel nervous later. We walked into Cambridge Uni, I was gonna say the building. Mm-hmm. We walked into the Cambridge building, the college that we did the talk about. I found out was founded by Henry VIII. Interesting.
No big deal.
Interesting fact.
No big deal.
And as soon as we walked in, I just started to see some people's faces and people were like, oh, hi.
Oh,
and
God,
honestly,
that's the best bit.
Never felt more relaxed in my life. I was like, oh, we all know each other. I'm with the girls. Like, this is fine.
It's the look in the eyes of someone that has listened.
That knows
it's
you.
Like, that's, yeah, it's the best look in the world. Like, you guys, you look so beautiful with that look on your face. It's so sweet, like, just so happy and sweet and just so fucking cute.
Yeah.
It's just like, wow,
so much
luxury of a lifetime.
There was even a point on stage, I spilt my drink on myself. I spilt my drink on my boob.
On your breast.
On my boob. And I wasn't embarrassed at all. I literally was like, oh God, something was going to happen. But I was like, that's the sort of thing. I knew something would happen. Something always happens. But
that's the spirit of the Eve, I think.
That's how comfortable I feel with you guys.
We all are together.
I don't feel an inch of embarrassment.
No. It was the best. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.
I hope everyone we haven't met yet who has even like the whisper of a desire to cross paths with us. Can't wait for that day to come.
Neither. I actually can't
wait. Love you so much.
And hopefully see you all soon.
And it's actually one of my favourite things as well. Something else I want to get off my chest is just having that moment where like I look over at you and I'm like, we're at Cambridge.
I know. Talking, it makes me giggle on
what
stage.
The fuck? Yeah, it makes me giggle just thinking about it. It's fucking crazy. It's so funny.
Yeah, incredible
I'm really
moment.
Feeling, yeah, I'm feeling so proud of us at the moment.
Same.
I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
this is an interesting episode. I'm quite excited for this.
Okay, good.
Your concept, you just sort of came up with it. You said it's something it's you think about a lot.
I think about it all the time. The idea of like, we all know that everything's shower, right? I get it. Scrub the dead skin off of your shins. Mm-hmm. I get it. And like, you need to sit down after.
Yeah.
But I need to take my brain out of my skull, put it into like a scalding hot room.
Tumble dryer.
Steamy room. Wow. I need to towel dry it. I need to be rough. I need to go like, I need to scrub it. Scrub it down, rinse me off, put it back in my head and let me, I just want it head empty, no thoughts. Yeah. Just clean. Wow. Fresh. That's what I need. I need to take my brain into the shower and rinse it the fuck off, scrub it down, everything, exfoliate. I need everything. Every expensive product I have needs to be used on this brain.
I mean, it sounds it's absolutely
getting
delightful.
Getting me excited just thinking about it. That's what I need to do.
And that's what we're going to aim to do now.
And that's what we're going to do today.
So put your brain in our hands.
Yeah, leave it to us in the safe house.
Honestly, go for a walk or whatever we've done in about half an hour.
Oh my God. That's what I need.
Yeah.
The everything shower for the mind.
For the mind.
Oh, hi, hi, hi.
God, it does sound nice.
It sounds really fucking good.
So what's the first thing we're doing? How do we go about this?
Well, I think you've taken us, I think you've hit the nail on the head at the beginning there by saying get outside, maybe.
Yeah,
first,
I do
like,
think
kind of
that's
course
a good
of action
thing to
is
do.
Probably a good thing to do. My immediate thing is like, oh, whenever anyone says that, I'm like, ah, it kind of makes me clam up because I know it's the classic. It's drink more water. It's turn it off and on again. It's like, have you thought about getting some fresh air for the first time in 2 days? You fucking idiot. Like, maybe there's a TikTok going around at the moment that's like, she either says like, I've got a headache, or like, I don't feel good, or like, I'm just feeling kind of off, something like that. And it's like, have you been outside? It's like, no. Have you drunk any water?
No.
Have you eaten anything? No.
The one that got me was like, have you limited your screen time? No. It's like, fuck, no. I've drunk the water.
In fact, I've done the opposite.
But it's like, oh my God, I kind of had overlooked that of like, I haven't necessarily been on social media, but it's like, but you've been watching YouTube all day, or like you have been
consuming.
All day. It's like, no, you haven't limited your screen time. Like, that, it's like, you could have drunk water and gone outside, all this stuff, but it's like, oh, shit. They got me foiled again.
It's the, honestly. Gutting. And it is really the classic thing of, like, for some reason, we all think we're, like, the medical anomaly that is exempt from these, like, classic human rules of, like, what feels good for a human being to live. And it's like, no, I don't need to drink water, though. Like, no, I don't. I'm okay to stay inside for 2 weeks. It's like, no.
You're not.
No, you're not. I'm so sorry. You're not. No. So I do think saying get outside is probably... I even think if getting outside feels too much of a stretch, open the window, stick your head out the window. That's what I do sometimes.
One. Even, to be honest, open the curtains. Oh, like, God, that's one that I have in the morning when I feel so knackered.
Real, like, Edward Cullen. I'm like, hee.
Yeah.
Like, real, like, ah. Yeah. Kind of hissing at the window, like, get away from me.
I even have it in the morning where it's like, okay, so I'm going to, it's like, okay, so I feel really, I don't want to get out of bed. It's like, okay, well, let's just try opening the curtains. Like, yeah, soon enough, it's like you kind of acclimatise to the light and it's like, oh, yeah, I'll get up.
Yeah.
It's like being in a dark room probably isn't
great. I would actually say something I bought, this is a financial investment, although you can do it for cheap. Yeah,
sunlight.
You know what I'm going to say.
My mum just got one.
So, oh, really? Yeah, well, I got one for my boyfriend. So basically, come the wintertime, my boyfriend is leaving the house in the dark and coming home in the dark.
Ugh.
Yeah. Not nice. Like, on the days that he's going into the office, it's I can feel him leave the bed and I'm like, sucker, started a podcast. Fucking fool. But if you, even just generally, I think if you struggle with getting up, or like in the winter you've got a jam-packed schedule and you go through your days and it's like, shit, I actually haven't had much time outside in the fresh air, in the sun, whatever, or just in general, like if you really love your sleep and you find it hard to wake up and you're not like an insomniac like me who wakes up like 5 a.m. jumps out of bed like, okay, here we fucking go, oh shit, here we go again sort of vibe. I found like one of those sun lamps on Amazon. It's quite cheap, to be honest. I got one that was 30 quid from a brand called Lumi, and I feel like Lumi is probably the best one. It's not sponsored, but I fucking wish it was. And it's really good. Like, it just gently makes the room warm and sunny. So like, say for example, it's like, right, I need to wake up at 7. From maybe 6:30, it starts just like lightening up, and you can have really like bird song playing or whatever. The idea, I think, is that by 7 o'clock, by your wake up time, whenever it may be, you are kind of naturally awake.
Yeah.
Listening to this gorgeous bird song, soaking in the gorgeous artificial sunlight.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you're someone that struggles with waking up, that is like, just maybe keep that in mind of all that you're probably going to buy yourself, like a fucking £7 iced coffee later on. Like, why don't you as well
just get quickly this. Yeah,
maybe also just keep in mind that that might be something that, in terms of like elevating your life or like making a small choice, almost just like putting the effort in to make your life easier. Because I also think as well, sorry, I'm going on now, but
no,
I saw someone saying that, I saw again, it was a TikTok, I can't even lie. And it was these girls having a conversation. They were doing my bit. They were doing my gag, my brand about, and we've had this conversation so many times about like skincare and like washing my face and like putting moisturizer on, for example. That for me is really important. And when I do that, I feel so good. And they were kind of saying that it's like, because for so long, I just didn't think I was like valuable enough to take the time to fucking wash my face and put a moisturizer on. Like, gee, like it comes from like a neglectful place, or it comes from a place of like self-hatred to not take the time to just like do something a bit nice for yourself. Yeah. And like something that you enjoy. And I really feel like as I get older as well, maybe I just think more about the choices that I can make to make my life nicer and more pleasant, because I think my instinct, my like kind of my go-to response, my immediate response is always like, well, no, I can't do that, like what, why would I do, who the fuck do I think I am to like get myself sushi for lunch, who the fuck do I think I am, sort of thing. And it's like, no, if you can spend £4 on sushi for lunch, I think you should spend £4 on sushi for lunch. Yeah, it's probably gonna be quite shit sushi, but you should do it.
Sushi, you know, it's not so terrible.
I think the sun lamp, I think, do you know what I mean, that is a nice way to get some life into you in the morning.
Definitely, because I think you kind of forget how bad that feeling is. Like, I think I actually really forgot from years, to be honest, of kind of waking up on my own schedule,
on your own time,
and like just
as
uni,
you should, good for
and
you.
Then just life after uni.
Yeah,
wasn't working and 9 to 5. I haven't done that in years, and I didn't have that feeling. But now whenever I go into the cafe, I'm literally like, which I have handed in my notice for now.
Have you?
I have. It's really sad, actually. I would love to stay, but it's time to go. I've given them months of notice, but it was just, well, a couple months notice, but sad.
That is really sad.
Yeah, it is really sad. I'll go back whenever I'm back home though. Because it's so nice. But when I'm getting up to go there, I'm literally like, God, I forgot how horrific this feeling
is. It's dark.
Like, I would only ever have that for airports or whatever. And I think we almost, as a society, it's like everyone is having this feeling every morning where they get up way too early for their body, feel ill, to be honest. It's a sickening ill feeling getting up in the dark and going day after day as well. But almost no one is allowed to talk about how bad that feeling is, because it, to be honest, it's a capitalist fucking...
Oh, get the fuck on with
it. It's a capitalist
totally.
Scheme that we're not talking about. It's a scheme. Like, it's not fair.
Yes, very much by design.
It's not
fair
that you're not allowed to be like, I
wouldn't mind some sunlight.
It makes me feel sick. I feel sick. I'm having to shovel down breakfast before I'm even hungry for breakfast. Worst feeling on the planet.
even like in line with the kind of screen time and like waking up and being dragged out of bed in the dark. God, it sounds horrible. Getting dragged out of bed in
you're,
the dark.
No, but even worse, you're having to drag yourself.
You're
so
doing
you
it
are
yourself.
The villain, dragging
yeah,
yourself
off.
Out of bed. I hate
it's
it.
It's insane. But I think it's also like kind of in that way that we all see ourselves as the anomaly who doesn't need things like sunlight or water yeah. or fresh air or like nutrients. Yeah. It's like, no, I can get by with the bare minimum. I don't need to do skincare. Like,
I don't have the energy.
I'm just a scrap.
That feels
I don't
like
need
extra.
That
feels like yeah. lavish extras.
And I think it's because we're so, partly because we're so detached yeah. from literally the reality that we're human beings on a planet yeah. somewhere, whatever that means. That to wake up and drag yourself out of bed in the dark and get your phone in your hand immediately and kind of like scroll through TikTok on your commute for 45 minutes feels more natural than being able to prioritize getting some sunlight, taking a vitamin. Do you know what I mean? Like those yeah. sorts of things that like, and that's kind of what I mean, even like taking vitamins. It's like, I'm not in the habit of taking vitamins at the moment, but that's the kind of thing that if someone said to me, have you thought about taking vitamins? I would roll my eyes out of fucking town because my instinct is to be like, I'm not worth taking vitamins. Do you know what I mean?
No. No, I don't okay. know. I don't know what it means to be like, I'm not worth taking vitamins, because vitamins do seem like, I don't even know if I believe in them, sort of thing. Like, I don't.
But almost like people take vitamin D and feel really good. And it's like, yeah, if you're not getting enough sunlight, maybe think about it. I think the instinct, or like, I'm not worth doing, so I'm not worth getting a sun lamp.
Mine
I'm
isn't
not
that
worth,
it's
do you know
like,
what I mean?
I'm not worth. Like, I yeah. think it's genuinely that it's almost, it seems like it's just a habit to move through this life not caring, that it's not, it's almost like it hasn't even occurred that it's like an issue of self-worth for people, me included.
Yeah.
So it's almost just like you just go through the motions of like, well, I haven't got a sunlight because I haven't fucking got around to getting a fucking sunlight. Like, add
yeah,
that to
but
my
I
list.
Think the crux of that is like, well, because I don't deserve to wake up nicely. I don't deserve what it takes to like sit down and make that, even make myself aware of the fact that other people have sun lamps and they like them, and then look into sun lamps and then buy a sun lamp and then use the sun lamp. Like, that process feels so far, I think, for loads of people.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, the sun lamp. I mean, you can switch it out for whatever. Yeah, X, Y, and Z. Whatever. Insert
useful item.
Yeah, of whatever that may be. That interchangeable thing that could make your life nicer, the process of involving that and like creating that moment in your life feels so fucking distant and insane. I think the crux of that is because you think, I can just get by without it because I'm not important enough or I'm not deserving of having a nicer life.
And also these things cost money. It's like budgeting in. Yeah,
totally.
Because it's like, okay, so that to buy the sun lamp is 3 hours of my life. That's one of the things that always has stopped me from doing things like that. It's like, I know right now, for example, in my life, I have to keep getting massages because I've got, as my osteopath told me,
You wouldn't believe
my back.
The shoulders on this girl. It's insane.
I am honestly so tense. Like, I think I'm chronically tense. I was asking my... I've got an osteopath within the last few months. And because Wing massaged my back, and also this woman that I work with was like, do you want a massage? And she was like, Jesus, your back is like...
I actually gasped and recoiled when I touched your shoulders just for a second. Yeah. I was like, what? This doesn't feel human.
And the osteopath said it was that crazy. I was like, is this normal? And she was like, yeah, for a 40-year-old. And I was like, oh God. It's not nice. Right. It's really not nice. And I've always been in pain. I think it's a combination of just being, of having boobs, big boobs from the age of like 10, and also just having a tense body and just being a tenser in life.
Yeah.
And yeah, my back is so tense. It's horrible. It's actually...
We haven't made that clear.
Horrible. Yeah. I must emphasize how painful and horrible it is. But almost that I've just been going through my entire life.
Exactly.
I honestly didn't know that... Because everyone talks about, oh, I've got like back pain, or like, oh, my shoulders hurt. I almost didn't connect the fact that mine was like an abnormal level of tension to be carrying in your shoulders.
In life, yeah.
In your literal spine. And... Mm-hmm. The osteopath is expensive. My one is £50 a time, which feels...
Yeah.
I mean, that feels completely lavish.
It's a heavy price to pay, feels completely lavish
and almost like a crazy amount of money to spend, like, I don't know, once every 3 weeks or something. That's just not something I do. But I was like, you actually need to go, sort of thing. I think it's like the money is one of the main things that stops people, that it feels... horrific. First of all, I haven't had that money, that kind of money in yet, like, I've never really had that amount of disposable income, but now that I have it, it's suddenly like, and we have it by a scrape, it's not like, God, suddenly we're balling. It's like, as soon as that was even a possibility, it's like, right, okay, you have to do that, because it like has to be a priority to look after yourself.
Exactly. And I think sometimes as well, it's about taking a hard look at yourself and kind of the £7, not to be like millennial Gen Z hater and be like, stop buying avocado toast and then you can buy a house, which is obviously a myth and a con and an insane
statement.
It's just pathetic, you guys know.
Yeah.
But more so, like, at least for me personally, sometimes I have to take a look at myself and be realistic and be like, almost the story that I'm telling myself is, I can't afford that.
Yeah.
But the things that I'm like, oh, I can afford that, it's like, it's I'm convenient. Being silly. Yeah, it's convenient, the things that I will and won't allow myself to part the money with, if that makes sense.
Because it feels lavish to be like, I'm going to go and, for example, go to the osteopath and get my back.
Never heard of such sort of massage. Yeah, no, good for you, as you should.
Well, it's not nice. It's not. This is the thing. It's like, I'd rather pay for a nice massage.
Is it pleasant? And you were like, no, it's horrible.
It's so painful. It's so painful because she's like undoing like years and years.
But it's really important.
My shoulders being by my ears.
It's really fucking important.
It is. She was honestly gobsmacked.
Yeah.
She was like, this is so hard. Like, it's actually bad. Horrible.
Yeah.
But she said that the whole complex, just some osteopath updates for you. Mm. The whole complex of my spine is 70% better now, she would say. But the area, I've got an issue, my like ribs and shit are stuck together, she said, or something. That's like a crazy thing.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I don't know. It's just...
got like a trapped nerve which
has caused this tension to like spill out all over my fucking body, all down my arms. I've had pins and needles in my arms. Sorry, osteopath hour
for being vegan.
So I've had pins and needles in my arms every night for about 6 years, and I thought it was a B12 deficiency. I was like, okay, it must be because I'm vegan. I had all these tests and stuff. I was like, it must be anemic. My B12's great. All my vitamins, high. Nailing the iron, nailing the B12.
Good for
and I was
you.
Like, what is going on then? Done. Turns out this fucking trapped nerve in my back has like spilled down my arms, and it gives me pins and needles every night.
Up.
Insane. Like, horrific, that wake me up sort of thing. Bizarre.
Genuine. I actually remember that's one of the first things you said to me when we first met. I remember you saying that in first year.
About my pins and needles.
Yeah.
So it's so weird though, because I was like, why am
I
getting
you
this?
Up in the night? And I was like, that is not good.
Well, she said that thing that's causing all of that trapped nerve is 30% better.
Well, that's good. How many 50 quids is it going to cost to make it 100% better? That's my question.
I don't know. Well, I've only been three times, And she said the whole complex is 70%. She would say roughly 70% better.
When you said the whole complex, I thought you were going to say the whole osteopath complex.
No,
the whole centre.
It's hard. It's like a woman in a room.
Has been talking about your
spine,
for example. I thought it was like all of us here at the complex have been talking about you, and we're flabbergasted.
No, genuinely, she was.
They are, yeah.
But I think that's one of the things that was like, that always felt too lavish. And just like, okay, I can't spend my money on that. But actually, to have pins and needles for years and years and years of your life and like be in pain constantly, it's like, I think that should be a priority.
Let's try and make it.
Even if it's a thing you're saving
for,
it should be a priority of things.
Yeah. It's also reminds me of something that I know we've said a few times before, but you reminded me when you were saying, like, I didn't know, almost like, the pain of your shoulders was disproportionate to like what a human being should be experiencing. And just on the mental angle, I would love to drop in and just remind everyone, I know we've said this before, but like, if you're struggling, if you feel like you can't almost keep up with what other human beings are seemingly able to do around you, or like you're just not able to enjoy your life in the way that you want, that to me, from where I'm standing, warrants you taking time to find help.
Yeah, make it a priority.
Let's make your, like, that is bad enough.
Yeah.
I almost think a lot of people like wait until
it's terrible.
It's just, yeah, or even then, it's like, it's actually never going to be bad enough. I'm until you kill yourself. It's never going to, you're never going to feel like you're worth it. Until it's over, it's too late.
Or you, even if you don't kill yourself, it's like, okay, so you get to your dying day at 105, and you've lived
and
your,
you're the most
you've
depressed
lived your whole life
personal
you've
life,
hold, lived your whole life miserable.
Mm-hmm. And you don't deserve that. Like, you deserve to be able to go and get help. You deserve to try and get better. And it's not normal, and you should probably get some help.
Yeah.
The Harry Styles thing.
And also, I think it's kind of, I think we don't hold it kind of close enough on a daily basis, probably because it's so weird and uncomprehendable, ungraspable. Like, you literally can't go there every day. But I do think it's really good to remind yourself every now and then that it's like, you get one shot at this life. Like, this is one, your one life. It's like, okay, so do you want to spend it, i.e. with back pain, with a
miserable,
a really painful mind, like loads of shit going on, do you want, you're within the realms of like, you're a human and you will have struggles in your life.
Totally.
There are certain things that like shouldn't be continuing for your whole life. There are certain things that are worth getting help for.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, what are we just giving up? Like, God, we're quite young to be giving up, guys. Do you know what I mean? Like, is that what this is?
It's kind of, can you live 70 more years with it?
Yeah. How much longer can we keep doing this? No, I don't think you need to. And I think, come on, hand it over. Share it with us. Share it with the people in your life. Like, this is the most cringe, annoying truth of life. When you have shit going on and it's painful, oh my God, it makes it so much easier to just like share it with all the people that you love. And it's like, I would happily, every day, I would wake up, sit next to you, Sophie, open my mouth wide and let you funnel in all of the shit that you've got.
God, don't you dare.
But make us both feel better. Like, it's like sharing your struggles with the people in your life, people that you trust, whatever. It just makes it so much more easy. And it's also like, that's kind of what life is about.
It's Miss Whitney's catchphrase. Do you remember I told you about Miss Whitney?
A problem
shared
is a problem halved.
Which,
and she's so
which
right.
My mum did tell me that Miss Whitney didn't come up with that.
She didn't come up with it, but
she
was
told it to me.
Good for her for telling you guys that, because it's important. And it's also like, by sharing the problem, not only do you halve it, but you also like, me and Zeffie have had a lot of funny conversations about awful times, or like,
we have
some of my bonding moments in life, or just some funny memories even, have been discussing like really awful things, or sometimes like you can actually lighten things up a little bit, you know.
Do you know what, I actually think I have something that is a really good everything shower for the mind. Like, I actually have something that when I do this thing, I really feel like I've been showered. It's a meditation, and I'm going to literally give you the direct thing to type in. It is the most random thing. It's like a fucking weird PDF or whatever. Like, it's on a Google Drive thing. But if you type in, his name is Russ Harris. That is Russ Harris. My therapist gave me this. And the thing is called Making Room for Painful Emotions or Painful Feelings. Type both.
That sounds nice.
Okay, this thing is 15 minutes long, and I do this meditation whenever I'm feeling like a thing that I feel uncomfortable with, a pit in my stomach, something that it's a painful feeling. Oh my god, transformative, this 15 minute thing. And one of the things that you just said reminded me of the thing he says at the end. He's like,
I'm Russ.
I think he's like from New Zealand or something. He's like a therapist or something. I don't know who he is, but this 15 minutes, god, it's incredible. I'm gonna use it my whole life, I think.
It's a friend for life,
honestly. Russ Harris
whoever this friend for life.
He's got quite a bit of a sassy
we're in it together attitude at Russ. Times.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah.
He also has this thing called the struggle switch, which is like turning off.
Love it.
When you're struggling, it's like, just turn it off.
Okay. Oh, lovely.
It's a YouTube video. Yeah. You should watch it. It's really
good. Book of Mormon.
All the is classic. Like, I've been sent these links by my therapist, but it's specifically this making room for painful emotions or feelings. That's really good. He says at the end, like, he basically walks you through like physicalizing the emotion and being like, it's a heavy feeling. Oh, it's sharp and it would be black if it was in a colour and it was swirling around. Like, you really pretend like an object in your body, essentially. And then you kind of move through like compassion and all of this stuff and like breathing into the emotion and like being okay with it being in, like, sitting in your stomach or whatever. And then at the end, he's like, consider the fact that like, that's what it means to be human. Like, this is you as a human. Like,
divine.
Essentially, it's kind of good. It's like, it's encouraged, and like all these negative things, like, as you say, we laugh about them, like we have funny conversations about negative things that have happened, because it's like, that is the human condition, that is part of the experience that you're having in a human body. It doesn't mean you're evil or bad, or it doesn't mean, oh god, like, I've my brain, even though I want to give it an everything shower, whatever we're saying, it doesn't mean it's dirty or faulty or anything. It's just like, that is what it means to be human, to be messy and all of the stuff. And I just think that is so important to consider, because I think we ignore that on a daily basis. We really think that it's like, we're always just trying to get this like neutral, clean, kind of perfect state. But it's like, carrying all of the shit on your daily business.
Your daily business.
On my daily business. He says a great thing at the end of the thing as well, that he's like, are you willing to hold the feeling, sort of like have the negative thought, have the negative feeling in your body, and still like pursue the things you want to do in life? Like, are you willing to sit and do a podcast still feeling anxious? It's like, I'm willing to.
Yeah, I guess
I can. I can do it with the feeling still here. It's just not as nice.
And this is what I keep saying at the moment, is like, you guys, like, you're so resilient. You're so much more resilient than you give yourself credit for. Like, it's going to be unpleasant. Maybe it's going to be actually really fucking awful.
Hard,
it might be so hard. But I trust that you can do it. I trust that you can get to the other side of it. Because you've done that time and time again. And also, your ancestors hundreds and hundreds of years before you have done it time and time again. It's what we do. It's what we're built to do. Take shit and keep going. Do it with your eyes closed.
Yeah. I love that.
Stunning. God, I feel fresh as a daisy.
Do you feel everything?
I do a bit. Yeah. I do everything. Yeah. I'm going to everything later. I'm definitely going to...
You're
going to
have an everything
physically
shower.
Physically everything, yeah. Really? I've been really showering very well recently.
I'm really in a not showering phase.
I'm shaving my legs all the time.
Oh, hell no. Hell
and I'm really enjoying it.
Oh my God, really? What are you enjoying about
that? Because I'm moisturising all the time.
You're just moisturizing like a clean body feeling.
Yeah.
Mm.
Smooth and just happy. I'm just happy. God.
Yeah, no, I do
terrible.
Get that. I think I go through
get
such phases with
microphone.
That. But yeah, no, I'm definitely not shaving my legs at the moment. Jesus, no.
I'm shaving them all the time.
Midwinter.
I know. This is I'm a whole new person. We'll see.
Stunning.
Love you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening to this. I hope you feel everything.
Yeah.
Everything
ever.
All at once.
We love you. If you don't hear from us,
assume the worst.
Assume the worst.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.